Hello, and welcome to The Crush Report. My name is Eric.
And I'm Sean.
And I'm Micah.
Alright guys, the Broncos finally lost. We lost a game. I'm actually not that upset about it. What do you guys think?
I'm not, like, devastated. I knew we weren't going to go undefeated. So, I knew it had to happen at some point. And I think, actually, a loss is a good thing. It's a little sobering for the team. Makes them kind of refocus.
Totally agree.
It's a good thing.
Totally agree.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Has Sean and Micah reversed roles this week?
No, it's... Yeah. We went from playing amazing to playing terrible. That's terrifying.
Bitch, party of one, your table's ready.
But we didn't play terrible.
We played awful all around.
No.
I don't know. We didn't play terrible.
No.
We played not good, for sure.
It's very intelligent.
We know good play, okay? We play awful. Okay. We do.
It wasn't our worst
game. Let's talk about what we did right first.
Well, this should only take about 5 minutes.
Special teams did right.
Special teams did right. Owen Daniels played
Special
well.
Special teams did
Owen Daniels tore it up, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, that dude was scared for his job or something because he was playing like he was on fire.
And I'm gonna suggest something here that might be crazy, and that's fine. But Peyton Manning did pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, the first half was a little rocky, but...
Two TDs.
He did okay.
Sean, do you agree or disagree?
He did okay. He's played in par with what he's done this season.
So this will be like our first podcast where we don't just talk about Peyton Manning the entire time, right?
I guess. He did take back the interception record for 13. So
yeah, that was a bad throw. I've talked about in our previous podcast that turnovers are like the key to losing or winning.
So. I actually feel like our defense struggled compared to what they've done. I think they were the biggest change for this game than anything.
Wade Phillips had his first bad call, or first bad couple calls, I think, this season. He's just blitzing too much. They recognized it, and then they threw through and just burned him. Yeah. Remember that touchdown that they got? I forget what tight end of Indianapolis
Fleener,
got the catch.
Colby Fleener.
Yeah. Do you know what play I'm talking mm-hmm. about? Those two guys rushed on the side and he just popped it right over.
Totally.
Wide open.
That was the whole night, though, man. They were blitzing the entire time, and that big Neanderthal dummy Luck didn't even notice. He was bouncing off of him left and right.
Well, okay. And so this is something that's interesting, is that, you know, you can almost blame the loss this week on John Elway. Because if we had gotten Joe Thomas... and possibly giving up Shaq Barrett, we might have won this week. Mike, I know that you love Shaq Barrett. How would you have felt about that?
I still think that it wouldn't have been worth it. Like I said.
Seriously, especially with Ware hurting his back.
Yeah, exactly. And Shaquille Barrett, we're getting him. The biggest reason for me is we have a talent that we're getting for cheap. I mean, just like Seattle had Russell Wilson for cheap for 3 years. I think we're getting a bargain. I don't think that. You know, it's one loss. I'm not panicking just yet.
Well, and our running backs didn't show up.
Now, I will say, I don't think that was necessarily the game plan. Just looking at the number of attempts, only 7 attempts, like, that's nothing. I think the Broncos knew that they were going to have to pass. Owen Daniels had more than 100 yards. Of all the people that have more than 100 yards, Owen Daniels.
And a touchdown.
Emmanuel Sanders had 90 and a touchdown. Not terrible games for receivers.
Yeah.
But clearly we're missing the running game there.
Big time.
I think actually our offense didn't do outstanding, but they did mediocre. And that's what I was hoping that Peyton would do this whole season instead of our defense having to win games every game.
Right.
This is what we talked about week one. If our offense was just 3/4 of what they were, we would win the Super Bowl. And if it seems like I was encouraged from this loss in the sense that we crushed Green Bay. Peyton played awesome, and I was hoping that this week we weren't just going to fall back into Peyton playing shitty again. And I feel like he's finally starting to play good. I'm still satisfied, I guess, even though we lost. I'm still satisfied with his performance. So it's still a little encouraging.
Okay, well, with that, with the offense in mind and Peyton seeming – okay, well, Micah, are we on the three cylinders then? Are we at least at 3 out of the 4 cylinders then?
I think so, because our defense wasn't 100%. So if our defense is playing like they were the first 6 weeks of this season, I think we can beat anybody.
Okay. You know? So then did we lose the game, or did we lose the game, or did the Colts win? I'm trying to figure that out, and I cannot come up with a good answer for that.
I think we lost the game.
I think we lost the game. I think our defense lost it for us this week.
We're the most penalized defense in the NFL currently.
I don't know. I just don't know if the Colts did enough to win, technically.
I don't know, man. We had 3 dead ball personal foul penalties and 2 from Aqib Talib in the last rush of the game.
Okay, yeah, that I get. I'm not arguing those points. But I'm saying the other, 57 minutes in the game, I don't know if – I think that we did not – as well as we played, I still don't think that we're running at full speed. And so that's what I want to see.
Well, Eric, do you think that we are, if we play that well on offense, that we're at 3/4, and if our defense plays 100%, we can beat anybody? Or do you think that the offense still wasn't on par, at least for being mediocre?
I would agree with – I'll say yeah. But, looking at kind of what you talked about, Wade Phillips, just in terms of how the defense was ran, I don't think that it was – I think the intention was just to treat Andrew Luck the way that we treated Aaron Rodgers. And I was thinking this in the middle of the game, that you can't run the same defense for the same quarterback, because that's just not how life works. That's not how the NFL works.
Yeah.
Every quarterback is going to be completely different. And actually, I'm actually kind of worried about this next game, the Chiefs game, because of that, which we can get into the Chiefs later on. But that really bothered me, that I saw us. We ran the same exact defense. Every scheme was the same. Nothing changed. And I kind of wonder if that's why D-Ware's back was hurting him, is because it was a situational defense where we saw them just basically run the hell out of their O-line and some of their linebackers as well, to the point where I wonder if, we talk about Peyton's arm being old. I'm wondering if DeMarcus Ware's back is old, which now we're out. He's not going to play for at least 2 weeks, which that really stresses me out, because we have the Patriots coming up.
I really was hoping that Carolina was going to lose. Trying to get at least the second seat. I would love to get a bye week in the playoffs, of course, but as long as we get to the playoffs, you really can't complain. Luckily, San Diego lost. The Raiders lost, I think, to Pittsburgh
right. This
week as well. And then, we're still far ahead in our division. That's ultimately, when it comes down to it, that's all that matters. So,
well,
game ball, take a lap for the...
There's so much stuff to talk about. Yeah, let's go ahead, yeah.
Before I do that, I will give it to you. Andrew Luck definitely got out of his slump. He by far had the best game of his season to this point.
Right.
And he definitely does have the tools. Frank Gore's a great running back. He's got the receivers. So if he plays this way, I think they have a good shot of doing pretty well in the second half of the season. So,
yeah, I remember during the offseason, I just was astonished by the – granted, they're kind of older veterans, but to sign the Houston guy, guy from Houston, not Andre Rison. I always want to call him Andre Rison, because he reminds me of Andre Rison. Not Moncrief, not Hilton.
Don't worry about it.
That one guy. I don't remember his name now. It's gone. But they signed some pretty key players, I thought, and to see them perform the way that they do, especially Ahmad Bradshaw, it's pretty impressive. Frank Gore. Yeah, there you go. There's another one. Frank Gore and Ahmad Bradshaw. That's huge.
Oh, and by the way, before we do that too, Eric was the closest in Pick'em this week.
Good job, dude. Nice work.
I don't know if I'm happy about that, but...
Yeah, he had 17.
Silver lining.
20 to 17.
Silver lining, Eric.
Oh, my gosh. The one week that I'm correct is the week that we lose.
Yeah.
You just didn't know they were going to score all 17 of those points in the first quarter.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about game balls. Game balls. I give my game ball to. Oh, God, it was terrible. I'm gonna give my game ball to T.J. Ward. He had some pretty stellar hits on guys. He had that one hit that he was flagged for that was clearly not worthy of being called, but. Yeah, and then I guess my take a lap. Gosh, I'm annoyed with John Elway, but I guess I have to give my take a lap to Aqib Talib. Now we're without him.
Go for it, John.
I'll give my game ball to Owen Daniels because for as little of I seen him do this season, like he was on fire. I mean, his 6 catches and his 102 yards and his touchdown. Yeah, man, I was just happy to see him. He was really pulling his weight, for sure. And then definitely take a lap as Aqib Talib. I think that was just bullshit. Like, ultimately, I mean, it cost us the game.
I wouldn't say it cost us the game. I would say it contributed to the loss. Because we had plenty of opportunities to win.
You never know what could have happened, man. And out of all the quarterbacks and the teams that could make a strong comeback with the last few minutes of a game.
And it definitely hurt us. But I'm saying before that happened, we had plenty of opportunities that we didn't capitalize on. And Peyton threw an interception. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that went into the game. So I don't think he lost it for us, but it definitely contributed to a loss.
Okay. Well, you know my opinion, so. Thanks for telling me my opinion.
I just wanted to let you know how wrong you were. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're an idiot. What's your game ball?
I agree with you. Owen Daniels, he had a great game, man. That was awesome. I wish he'd play like that every game. He's a guy you want to cheer for, great tight end. He can block. Awesome, awesome job. Take a lap. I'm going to give it to Mr. Wade Phillips for blitzing every play. I'm disappointed in Talib, but I feel ultimately the responsibility of the plays being called, especially on defense, even more than offense. He's got to play smarter than that. I think Eric was 100% right. He was playing a game exactly like Green Bay. He just was like, oh, it worked against the best quarterback in the league, Aaron Rodgers. We'll just do the same to the Colts and we'll win. And no, that's not how it worked. And, pretty disappointed. Not good leadership.
I want to add to that, Mike. Just with our defensive line, I saw online someone pointed out that Sly Williams had the same number of tackles as our kicker, which is 1.
Wow.
And so, like, our defensive line, I don't know. I mean, someone once said, they told me that defenses can never have bad days. It's just that offenses have good days.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, defenses are just supposed to play how they're supposed to play all the time, and it's up to the offense as to whether or not they play well. And this definitely proved that. I felt like to have our offensive line. Did we have any sacks on
Luck? I think we had Andrew Luck. I could have swore that.
Yeah, they had a couple for sure.
Did we have one?
I thought they got him in.
It was not the fireworks that we normally have. We were
because of that big dummy can't feel pain. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Lacerated liver
a couple times, yeah,
or lacerated kidney a torn abdomen he played with in the fourth quarter. It's insane.
God. He just breaks his ribs.
That's youth right there, man.
Doesn't even care, man. He just he's a beast.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're on to Cincinnati, or not Cincinnati, Kansas City. Sorry, the inner Belichick.
Are we going to talk about Talib before that?
Well, okay, yeah. So he lost his appeal, and we don't have him, and that's a bad thing.
We all agree that it was stupid, but we all understand it was a mistake, and we all have lost our cool.
He did it on purpose, and he was an idiot for doing it. It was selfish.
Right, it was. Like, he lost his temper, and he's a competitive guy. I've lost my temper in competitive games before, so it happens. He was just trying to, you know, get Von Miller's back. I understand it, but I think that it was stupid, and he definitely is hurting our team, but we all learn from our mistakes. It's not something I'm going to hate Aqib Talib now. I just think he made a mistake.
I don't know. We talk about the kicking and screaming aspect all the time, and that's one aspect. I mean, at the very least, that's what it is. We're kicking and screaming, and I'm happy to see that.
Yeah.
It's not fun, but...
There has to be a point, though. Like, the only way that we're going to win in postseason is not to have errors and having the highest amount of defensive penalties. I mean, in the league is not going to do that, you know? That's just providing their offense to have way more time with the ball.
Right.
So like the converse of what you said, if a defense is playing terrible, it's allowing their offense to have a great day and our offense to have a horrible day because they're never going to get the ball. Like, against the Colts, we had hardly any time. I think we had like, I don't know, it was like a quarter of the time offensively.
Well, and I will say that with that, I mean, I'd rather have us make these stupid mistakes now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
I agree. I think, yeah, I agree. I agree with everything that you guys said, but at the end of the day, he's still a Bronco. He's still had an incredible, I mean, he's had incredible plays to win games for us this season. In my eyes, he's forgiven. You know, he lost over $300,000 for the poke. That's probably the most expensive eye poke in the history of
sports. A poke in the dude? I know, yeah. Poking dudes.
Micah pokes dudes in the face like every day. He doesn't get paid anything for it.
Yeah. But, oh my God.
I love poking dudes, right?
You got 3 G's? 300 G's?
Larry, curly into Larry.
Let's. Yeah, I really did try to get Stoogegate going, but no one bought onto it. So
that's perfect. That's pretty good,
right? Okay, let's talk about fucking Kansas City. Not like we're gonna have sex with Kansas City, but
we have sex with our barbecue. Right.
That would sound terrible.
And their baseball team.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'm glad they have a baseball team.
Yeah, seriously.
I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, we'll never know. It'll never happen.
Never.
Don't we have some guy who like beat his wife and ran to like
he choked
Cuba or something?
He didn't run, yep. Did he? I thought they.
Yeah, he like fled the country.
That's why like the mugshot of him looks so shitty. Because they don't have good cameras wherever he is.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good call.
All right, so Kansas City is 3-5. They've won the last two games.
Ooh.
So. I know. Hey, clearly we can't discount anyone, right. Especially in the shape that we're in.
But I think Andrew Luck is always going to be a threat. Alex Smith, I wouldn't consider a huge threat. But I get what you're saying. You don't want to underestimate anybody. But, yeah, I would – I don't know.
Do you guys think – so not to go back to it again, but do you guys think that, like, there's some part of, like – Indianapolis and Peyton Manning that just makes him play bad there because he loves that city so much?
I agree with that. I will actually agree with that because Kubiak has never won in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I think it's probably some mind games going on, but ultimately it's not like it, yeah. Yeah. No, I'd agree with that. But yeah, Kansas City. Sorry, Kansas City. We keep getting distracted. Kansas City.
Back to Kansas City. Sorry. Yeah.
You sons of bitches.
Squirrel.
All right. So Kansas City is 3-5. The line is we're actually supposed to win by a touchdown, and the spread is like 41 points. So they rank anywhere between 19 and 24 in power rankings. We have them beaten pretty much every category except for the run game because they used to have, who was it, Jamal Charles? That's the guy who's on the IR right now?
Yeah.
The guy that I feel real bad for.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. I don't know. I know Kansas City fans have been talking about how we're just whiny bitches. And I think we've all kind of have, at least the three of us have come to that conclusion that yes we are, but it's because we have a damn good team and they don't.
Yeah, and we're division rivals. That's always going to be there. They're always going to hate us because we're better than them. Yeah, you hear me, Kansas City, you fucking take it in the butt. Too far? Was that too far?
Do you think maybe a little bit? Yeah.
Fuck you, Kansas City. City again. But I love your barbecue.
Is there any way that we lose this game? How do we lose this game?
We play like we did last time.
I think we still need to
leave. We poke a lot of people in the eyes.
I think the only Peyton's got to keep playing the way he has been. That's, I think, the key to winning. I think if Peyton puts up 20 points, I think we'll win. D-Ware and Talib being out is a bummer, and that hurts us for sure. Anytime you have first stringers out in the secondary or anything in the NFL, it's going to hurt you. But I think if Peyton can put up 20 points, we'll win this game.
Yeah, I think, honestly, the amount of Broncos frustration going into this is just going to eat the Chiefs apart. You know, I mean, I think it's going to tear them apart. With no Jamal Charles, they have a mediocre defense at best. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, well, and I will say that their offense, we're ranked 24th, and they're ranked 25th with their offense. But again, I think it comes back to their Jamal Charles issue. But we, actually, I didn't realize this, we have the number one defense this week, after this week, which is crazy because we shouldn't, but
really?
Kansas City sits, go ahead.
You said we shouldn't have the number one defense?
I don't think so, not after this week.
Really?
How many points did we allow?
We still had a ton of sacks, though. And
but we went from allowing 10 points to, what was it, 27?
But statistics.
That's a huge differential.
Statistics.
That's a huge differential there.
It is, but statistics aside and analytics aside, I think every football team in the NFL, if you were to ask them, who do you not want to play? What defense are you most scared of? I think the Denver Broncos would jump to that.
Well, I'm not saying that we're not good. I'm just saying that I don't know if we should be number one after this week.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
But back on track. Kansas City's defense is at 16. So we're a 24th ranked offense going up against a 16th ranked defense. So this is one reason why I don't think that we should discount the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Our offense is still not running on all cylinders.
And I was watching NFL Network, and they were talking about this matchup, and Alex Smith scrambles a lot, so he's a runner. Like,
right.
So I think that's going to be a problem for Wade Phillips, because obviously Andrew Luck scrambles a lot, and we couldn't contain him. He got a couple first downs that were crucial, but, man, did we make him pay for it. But, yeah.
He doesn't have the receivers that Luck has.
Right.
That's true.
This is why I think that now we can play the same defense that we played for Aaron Rodgers. We can play for forgot his name.
Alex Smith.
Thank you. First round pick 2005. And it's because he doesn't have receivers. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have receivers. Jordy Nelson's hurt. James Jones is as old as me, basically. I don't know.
He's old as fuck.
I mean,
he's got Randall Cobb. That's his best bet.
Right. But still, we limit Aaron Rodgers to 77 yards. I just hope that we recognize that, especially with, like, we didn't have DeMarcus Ware when we played the Packers. We had Shaq Barrett. That was Shaq Barrett's week. And so I think this is going to be a really low scoring game. I could see this to be like a 10-6 kind of game.
Say your official prediction?
No.
I could see that, but I'm not going to say that.
I really think it's going to be 10-6, a low scoring game, but my prediction is going to be 40-29.
Do you want my official prediction?
Yeah. We're running out of time. Let's do it.
Okay, fine. I think it's going to be 2021 Broncos.
Wow.
Dang, that's a close. I hope it's not that. I might have a heart attack.
Right.
Sean, why don't you go ahead?
You guys give it up.
I think it's Broncos at least by 7, but I'm going to say 16-24. Sorry, 17-24.
You can do 16.
I don't want to do 16. I thought about it. I thought about how the numbers would add up. And
I do predictions, I'm always hoping in my heart that, you know, we're just going to blow it out. We're going to win it. But Denver Broncos always have to make it a nail biter and exciting. And I hate it. And I don't think we're going to win by more than, I mean, probably win by a field goal. I'm going to go with 20-17.
2017?
Yeah.
Sean, you said...
Just to remind you guys, I said 24-17.
Okay, cool.
Just to remind you guys, when we played them in September, it was 24-31.
Okay.
So, and that was with Jamal Charles, by the way.
Say the score again.
It was 31-24. Right?
Damn, we kicked the shit out of him. I guess I didn't realize that. All right. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. I hope so, too.
I know you will be.
Usually I'm wrong with everything in life. I do the opposite of what I think I should do.
Yeah.
That's good.
George Costanza? That's
good. Yep, that's my method, the Costanza method.
Yeah. It's worked for me, actually, my whole life. So
I'd say Micah's definitely Kramer. So
I'm not fucking Kramer.
You're Kramer.
You are a good Kramer.
How are those pretzels, buddy?
These pretzels, they're making me thirsty. I want to go watch
that's going at the end. That's going at the end of the episode right there.
Oh, God.
Definitely. All right, folks. Well, is that it?
That's it.
Are we wrapping this up?
That's it.
Wrap that package and
just remember,
send it out.
Just remember Eric Berry is afraid of horses.
Poke this episode right in the eye.
Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
Oh, all right, folks. Thank you guys so much for joining us. This has been another fun-filled week of the Crush Report. If you want to reach out to us, if you have questions or comments, and you can submit those at the Crush Report, or it's at Crush Report, actually. You can reach my...
Not at the Crush Report, but at Crush Report.
And you can reach me at Sean H. Porter.
You can reach me at Eric D. Munoz.
You can reach me at Vash0077.
Go Broncos!
I'm going to start giving out fake Twitter handles from now on.
Go Broncos!
Go Broncos!
Go Broncos!
We know good play, okay?
Let's talk about... Okay, fine. Then let's talk about what we did right first.
This should only take about 5 minutes.
That's probably the most expensive eye poke in the history of sports. $300,000 for poking a dude in the eye. It's pretty crazy.
I love poking dudes, right? How do we lose this game?
I think we still need to
leave. We poke a lot of people in the eyes.
Fuck you, Kansas City. But I love your barbecue. We have sex with our barbecue. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. These pretzels, they're making me thirsty.